is Victor Marx. And this man, wow. He goes and, I mean, he hunts down child predators. He does all sorts of amazing things in the name of Jesus. And his story is, wow. But he was standing up and someone said, because he does a lot of dangerous things. He goes after the real enemy. And they asked, aren't you afraid you might die? And he said, it is none of my business when I die. That's up to God. And I remember looking at this man because I was watching this video of him speak and I thought, wow, he's telling the truth right now. I want that. I want that faith. I want to be fearless because I know God is faithful. Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow Him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop, recently voted best locally owned retail store in the Gulf Coast. Y'all, they have everything. Your Wagyu steaks, a deli, fine cheeses, fine wines, desserts, just all the amazing things. They're located at 8190 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, Florida. And don't forget about their free lunch program through the KTF. 7 days a week, a child can walk in to Costello's and get themselves a sack lunch and fill their bellies. I think Christy said they've almost beat 100,000. That's amazing. All right, so go in, say hi, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and don't miss out. You will be so glad you did. Well, hello, Truth Rising ladies. This is Tiffany. I'm excited to talk to y'all. I'm fired up. Let's just put it that way. I want to talk a little bit about the heart of Truth Rising, because I don't know if you've noticed yet, but we're a little bit different here. Or maybe it hasn't come across just yet. But that is our goal. Our goal is to be different here at Truth Rising. There are a lot of ministries out there, and many are answering the call, and many are stepping into what God needs them to step into. But unfortunately, there are a lot of Christian women out there that do a lot of talking the talk and very little of walking in the light, or walk in the walk, whatever you want to say. We don't want to be like that. I wanted Truth Rising to be something I would want to stumble upon. Someone said that once. They were creating something and they said, this would be something I want to find. Because I was struggling to find real Christian women out there that spoke into the reality of life. This a lot of fluff pieces, let's just say. I remember thinking, when is someone going to answer that call to speak life into me? When I'm standing there and I am struggling with the torment that I was enduring as a Christian, confused and thrown, and I didn't know where to go. But God was so gracious to me, and He brought those people into my life. God prepared me. He knew what was to come, and He prepared me. And I thought to myself, if ever I'm given the opportunity, I want to do that for someone else. I want to answer that call. I want women to know that they are not alone and they're not losing their mind. The enemy, there is a real enemy out there, and it wants to kill, steal, and destroy your life. But y'all, it is terrifying to answer that call. Let me be real honest with you. I think a lot of Christian ministries, women ministries to be exact, romanticize this. And I think that's why they steer clear of some of the harder things. One of my favorite people, I don't know, the Paul of our era, I would say, is Victor Marx. And this man, wow. He goes and, I mean, he hunts down child predators. He does all sorts of amazing things in the name of Jesus. And his story is, wow. But he was standing up and someone said, because he does a lot of dangerous things. He goes after the real enemy. And they asked, aren't you afraid you might die? And he said, it is none of my business when I die. That's up to God. And I remember looking at this man because I was watching this video of him speak and I thought, wow, he's telling the truth right now. I want that. I want that faith. I want to be fearless because I know God is faithful. I want what he has in relationship with Jesus Christ. Because at the time, I wasn't hearing God in the way I am now, in the way that you are able to. I didn't know Jesus and the Holy Spirit the way that I do now, but I had this desire to know him in that way. And as you go on, Victor Marx has this video, and he just recently, I don't know, actually, I just came across it. And it's him walking up on stage, and it's this crowd going wild. And they're like, ah, yeah. He's like, a lot of people tell me they want what I have. They want the limelight. They want to be able to speak to thousands. They want this life. He goes, but be careful what you wish for, because many people aren't prepared for the level of torment and spiritual warfare that comes for those that are willing to answer the call. Those that are willing to literally go into the pit of hell and pull someone out in Jesus' name. And he's right. There's a lot of cowards just running around here in this ministry field or whatever. And I'm using air quotes because they talk a lot of talk, but they are not walking the walk. And women, we are some of the worst. First, I think it's not a lot of our faults. I think a lot of us step into something we're not prepared to do because we haven't created that real relationship with the Holy Spirit. And then the enemy comes for you. And we are immediately retreating because it scares us to death. Because the enemy doesn't come in ways that like pitchfork and all the things. See, the thing is that the enemy is not that smart, but he is sneaky and he likes to set a lot of snares for us to fall into. So he sets us up in a way that we feel we can't tell that to someone. And then we end up isolating ourselves and being chained to this lie or this fear or whatever the case may be. We let our thoughts take us captive because the enemy knows that if we're there, if we're frozen, right, in that and chained to that, eventually it will destroy us. And we're not doing anything for the kingdom. So a lot of times that we step into these things and the enemy comes. And we don't know what to do. And we don't have the type of warriors out there speaking the life into us or knowing that there's a place we can go to have someone pray hell away or to come alongside us and say, no, this is what you can do. We instead answer a lot of these calls because we want the glory for ourselves. We enjoy that when we help someone the way it makes us feel, right? Like not necessarily that that's bad, but when we start taking that glory for ourselves, like, ooh, Tiffany encouraged her. Tiffany had those words. No, Tiffany did not. That was the Holy Spirit in you, sister. Humble yourself real quick, right? And so like I'm seeing this trend of a lot of women ministries that stay very surface level. And I think the enemy is actually pretty much okay with that. Because you're really not doing a lot of work, right? Like we may encourage people in themselves, but are we really encouraging women to pick up their cross and follow him? To get that mentality and that faith where you can be like Victor Marx and say, it's none of my business. I'm here to serve God. Thy will be done in my life. I mean, that's dangerous, y'all, to the enemy, that mindset. And instead, I think that a lot of us women as well, that scares us to an extent too. So we don't really follow along with those that are more fierce warriors for the kingdom, right? They sound a little bit crazy. I've heard myself. Sometimes I'm like, ooh, that's a little bit much, Tiff. But was it? Because in Ephesians, my favorite book of the Bible, good old Paul tells us the battle's not with flesh and blood, but against the spiritual realm. And we don't take that seriously. And so when these people come along or these women that come along and they are like, hey, I'm not going to give you the power of Tiffany. I'm going to give you the power of the Holy Spirit through your relationship with that spirit, through you hearing God and stepping into your battle with him leading the way. Let me tell you how to do that. Because I'm nothing. I am nothing but by the grace and mercy of God. The only thing in me is the fact that I'm a new creation in Christ and he dwells in me. If God is for me, who can be against me? But you have to remind yourself of this. You have to know that that is true. And when you have struggles with that, or you have doubt, or you have disbelief, or you have questions, or you have fears and anxiety and all the things, what do you do with it? You need women and men, warriors for the kingdom that are willing to step up and say, hey, let me speak truth into you right now. I'm going to speak life. And people that aren't cowards, that run away instead of being courageous enough with Christ in them to answer that call and meet that need that is so, oh, y'all, it is needed right now in today's world and society. Everyone's so set on not upsetting their friend or making sure everyone likes them. We're so worried about the world or our neighbor or our friend, and we have zero fear or reverence for the Lord. What happened to defending God's truth? What happened to defending Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And I'm not talking the way the world tells you to. You look at someone being defensive in the world, it's ugly. It's all over the place. It's highly emotional. It makes not a lot of sense because, again, when emotions run high. But when you see someone defend the truth and defend God and what he is and who he is and what you are called to be an ambassador for, I mean, it'll give chills to you because they're not screaming and yelling. They know what they're saying is truth. They know truth is a person. And there is power when you speak like that. Right. So here at Truth Rising, I think and I don't know if I'm losing you in all of this, but I want us to be different. I want you to be able to come here and find what you need. You may not find everything that you need. Of course not. We're one ministry, but there are a lot of different women here capable of speaking into a lot of different parts of life. And I don't want you to think that we are going to tell you maybe what you want to hear all the time. So don't come here if that's what you want. Or maybe you're like, I don't want that, but I need that. Okay, then come here. Because y'all, I don't want that, but I need that all the time in my life. Oh my goodness. The amount of times Christ has to humble me because I get a little too big for my britches and my ego starts to take over is insane. Oh, that's humbling to think about. But it's what we need. We need women to hold us accountable because we are held to a different standard as Christian women. We don't get to act like everybody else. Why would you want to anyways? I was just telling my daughter about this, and this is probably what triggered a lot of this, is she has this desire to look like everyone around her. She has this desire to dress a certain way that she keeps seeing everywhere. She has this desire to talk a certain way because she hears it. And I just looked at her and I said, what attention are you trying to get? And she's like, she didn't understand because she's younger. But I said, do you understand you have God's full attention? I said, now you have God's full attention. Okay. Number one. Number two, if you start acting and dressing and talking and being like everyone else, does that make you stand out? Really? The world tells you it does, but really it makes you just look like everyone else. Wouldn't you want to be different? So people do see you, but really, what are they going to see, baby girl, in you? They're not going to see you. What's going to make you different is they're going to see Christ in you. You're supposed to let that light shine. And so I want you to know here at Truth Rising, I want us to be different. I don't know exactly how that's going to look. You really can't put this in a box, but I want you to know that we want to be held to a higher standard, okay? We want to be life speakers. No matter how that may have to come across. Speaking life and speaking love doesn't necessarily sound like a lot of people think it does. We're going to teach ourselves and you in turn how to get comfortable with the uncomfortable and encourage that in your relationships and with each other. We're going to teach ourselves and you what it looks like to fight for your Christian relationships, sisterhoods, brotherhoods, because the enemy doesn't want you to have those. You think he wants you to have that Christian girlfriend of yours? No. Have you ever noticed it's much easier to cut out those people in your life than it is to fight for them? I'm not talking fight by like screaming and yelling. I'm talking about humbling yourself, praying for them, praying blessings into their life, praying that your heart be softened. I mean, this is real life advice that you're going to find here. I'm not going to feed you full of the rainbows and sunshine that you may hear because I don't know. I'm going to tell you and we're going to tell you here. And in turn, we're telling ourselves God's opinion, not our opinion. Our opinion doesn't matter. What does God's word say? How do you look up these things? How do you find this? How do you meditate on God's word? How do you talk to someone about the hard things? How do you get like that father in Mark who says, I believe, help me with my unbelief, and know that you can go to the Father with anything because he is big enough and he can handle it. He just wants you to come to him. You need people telling you this. I need it. I need these women in my life. I need to know what it looks like to really be a wife. That is not actually all about my happiness. I need to know what it looks like to be a mother. I need to know what it looks like to be a friend and a sister. I need people to give me that opportunity as well. I need to know what it looks like to have grace shown to myself. And I want to show others what that looks like when we show grace and mercy to others, because God showed it to us. We didn't deserve it. In fact, brace yourselves. We all deserve to burn in hell, to be perfectly honest with you. But Jesus, he came for us, Emmanuel, the Christ, when we needed it the most. We needed that hope. We needed to be saved. God said, I'm going to send my son. And because of the blood he shed, because he defeated death, because he is who he says he is, we get to live each day. He chooses to wake us up for him and be servants to God, because it's not about us. It's about God. That is your purpose in life. If God wakes you up today, you have purpose and value. You are wanted. So don't waste it and surround yourself. Put the things into your eyes and into your ears that encourage you in relationship first and foremost with Christ, and then teach you and encourage you to not keep that to yourselves, but to get out there, like he says, go into all the world and tell the good news. That's not if it's a good Monday or a nice Tuesday and you get all the things checked off on the list and practices are taken. No, first and foremost, do you wake up in the morning and say, God, whew, okay, ready? Careful, because you're going to say this. That will be done in my life today. Lord, let me serve you. How can I serve you today, Jesus? Man, I don't know what all is going to happen. But I do know that you can't ever go wrong serving God and making your life a living sacrifice to your creator. Our goal isn't here, guys. Our gift isn't going to be here. It's in heaven. We just got to get to heaven to get it and take as many people as we can with us. We want him to say, welcome home, good and faithful servant. Not say, I don't know you. So let's try and encourage each other in that, right? Let's speak life into each other. Let's hold each other to a higher standard. Let's do better because we know better. We're better than a lot of us are acting. Let's just put it that way. And it does help when you realize it's not about you and it's about God. It actually takes a lot of pressure off. Even when just reading the Bible, when you realize this is about God, not about me, it changes everything. So here at Truth Rising, I hope our hearts are different. And my prayer is like Paul says in Ephesians 6, verse 18. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a little bit of 18 into 19. But keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. And also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador. Y'all, that's my prayer for Truth Rising, that we be able to proclaim the mystery of the gospel boldly, like Paul says, the greatest missionary of all times. All right, so hopefully that gives you a little bit more of an insight of who we are here at Truth Rising. And just know, as long as it's thy will, we'll keep answering that call. All right, hopefully some of that made sense. Hopefully some of that's encouraging. Yeah. I'm excited. Let's go. All right. Bye, y'all. God bless.
At Truth Rising, we believe prayer is powerful. So I'm going to pray a blessing over you. May God be gracious to you and bless you and make his face shine upon you. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it. And you may be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May Christ make his home in your heart through faith. May your love abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might, and may you be filled with joy. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And I say all this in Jesus' name. Amen.